Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. We have a lot going on this morning in Trevo's Andy Cohn, for those of you who are viewing, has got a lovely new hat and apparently is a fan of Texas.
Hat opening on the face of the earth, and yet the biggest hat also on the face of the earth.
Well, you look just lovely. Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine, is here.
Uh-huh.
You're just putting to bed your June issue. What's the cover story?
Events.
Are they exciting events? Because it sounds it.
Yeah.
Events.
Well, I believe I saw your
ever a woman
cover
of
story.
Many words.
But what I found interesting is all the big major award ceremonies our industry people are involved in. Country
uh-huh.
Music Awards,
yep.
Oscars,
uh-huh.
and everything like that. So
yep.
you will tell people how to get a piece of that market.
That's right.
Joe Haley.
What's up?
Everyone's favorite managing editor
I'm
is here.
Here. I am.
What's going on this week?
Oh, there's lots going on. We got Joe shows. We've got Counselor Product. What's it called, Andy? Counselor Product.
Close up.
We got education videos, new education videos. We've got magazines in production.
We do.
We got lots of things.
And Michelle Bell is back from, were you gone 3 months in Hong Kong and China?
That's right. I think this is the first time all five of us have been here
in a long time.
Quite some time.
Tell us what you were doing in Asia, Michelle.
I was in Asia for 2 weeks. The first week was in Guangzhou, China for the Canton Show, mm-hmm. which is a huge show that all of our U.S. suppliers, North American suppliers, that's where they buy their products. And then for the second week, I was in Hong Kong at the Hong Kong Gift Show. Same kind of premise. That's where all of our major suppliers go and buy their products. So what I saw there at those shows, we will see in the suppliers' product lines probably in the next 6 to 9 months.
So any little preview of a trend or something that you saw?
Yeah. A lot of, you know, they really focus a lot on green and eco, probably much more than we are interested in it here in the U.S. But I saw much more cork, foam.
Cork.
Yeah, cork-based products. Coconut leaves, products made of coconut leaves, wallets made of leaves, soy-based products, felt, products made of felt. So there's a real shift away from plastics and from silicone.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. Mm. Kathy, I think that you would like cork. I know you like your wine, so.
I love cork.
All right, well,
I know
you're going to give several.
But yours comes out of a box.
You're going to give several reports in our magazines. About products from the Hong Kong show.
I am.
And we have a special guest here, Glittle Folks, who is our events director. If you're coming to the U.S. Power Summit, the Canadian Power Summit, or the Counselor Best Place to Work conference, wave at the camera, Glenna. You will get to meet Glenna in person. How exciting is that?
That's awesome.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
I can't speak. Thank you so much.
And maybe she'll even wear that Texas hat.
Oh, Melinda, it's good to be here.
Oh, my God. What was that?
All right, we have a big show for you today. Today's call-in topic is 5 ways to be a better boss. If you have any questions about how to be a better manager or boss.
I do.
We'll get to those in a little while.
You're supposed to have the answers.
Or if you have any tips you want to share with our listeners, give us a call at 215-953-4979.
Okay.
Wow, I almost forgot the number. 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you today?
We have that fabulous radio show prize pack, which includes $25 Visa gift card. You've got the hand fans. You get the finger puppets. And, Andy, you're going to get some logoed ASI radio drinkware.
How about this hat?
What about the hat?
I think we
need that. That's a Joe Show sponsor.
That's a big special for later in the summer.
Oh, we're going to run a contest for the
big
hat?
Big splash.
All right.
Contest
All right,
for the hat.
So you can start calling us at 215-953-4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Kathy's going to tell you how to win the sale every time. Andy has key business metrics you should stop worrying about. I'm going to tell you 10 customer service details that make all the difference, Andy. We have 7 tips to building your brand online. We have some other topics.
Michelle going to talk about? You didn't mention Michelle.
She's got 7 things that really bold people do.
And more about Asia, right?
And more about Asia?
Yay.
Yeah, you're right.
Michelle's going to tell us what she ate while in Asia.
We have
pigeon hot dog. Go ahead.
Pigeon hot dog.
Yeah.
Ew.
Nice. We have our safety minute with Leighton Lee. We also have our favorite things, but let's get this whole show started with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with positive news for the ad specialty market. ASI's newly released quarterly sales survey shows that distributor sales grew by 6.4% in Q1 of 2014, the highest quarterly gain since early 2012. The positive sentiment is underscored by the Counselor Confidence Index, which measures distributor health. The index hit 114 for the first quarter, a record number. Product safety news now. The industry got a bit of a wait wake-up call last week when a popular new product was recalled by the CPSC. A mobile power bank charger sold in retail stores and online to consumers was recalled because it posed a fire hazard from overheating. Suppliers and distributors in this market believe it's a warning sign to avoid low-price items, especially in this rising category. Top 40 Personnel News Now. Apparel supplier Cutter & Buck has named Joel Freit as its new CEO. Freit, who had been in charge of the company's corporate business, replaces Jens Pedersen, who has taken a position at parent company New Wave Group AB. More apparel news now. Cotton prices are on the rise thanks to a shortage created by rough winter weather. Cotton futures have reached their highest level since they spiked severely in 2012. Check out Promogram today for details. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show in Promogram today. Yeah. Joe, what is hot
today? I think it's an underused product by companies, and that's greeting cards.
Greeting cards.
Not by me.
I know. You're very good at it.
Michelle pretty much single-handedly keeps the greeting card business in business.
Uh-huh. She does. All right. Well, thanks, Andy. We're going to get to the phones where we have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the line with our Product Safety Minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, ASI. Greetings from Southern California. I hope everyone is well. My topic today for this Product Safety Minute is contracts. The other day, I got an email from one of our clients, and they're a pretty big distributor in the country. And she sent me a supplier agreement, and basically, a supplier agreement is a contract between a distributor and a supplier that spells out all the terms and conditions in case the spaghetti hits the fan, such as a potential recall, a lawsuit, or an injury. Coming from a product that a consumer gets his or her hands on. And I firmly believe in supplier agreements because they do spell out all the duties and the rights of both parties. Hopefully the supplier agreement is a well-balanced contract that really is there to protect both the supplier and the distributor. One of the problems that I see in our industry is that suppliers are very scared of these agreements. Well, I don't think suppliers should be scared of it. So long as the contract is balanced and has appropriate rights and appropriate duties for both parties, so that this would avoid a huge dispute when the spaghetti does hit the fan. It avoids finger pointing at each other, basically accusations such as, you didn't say that. No, you didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that this is what I have to do in order to protect you or ourselves. So, you know, at the end of the day, these contracts hopefully will avoid severed relationships. And I think in our industry, our relationships are so valuable, but can be tenuous when things start getting dicey and when a dispute arises. So suppliers, don't be afraid of these supplier agreements. And distributors, especially if you're a small distributor that does not have a lawyer on retainer or someone in-house, I urge all distributors to obtain a standard supplier agreement, fit it to your needs and your company and your size and your product, and send those out to all your suppliers and vendors so that both parties can be protected. Next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about insurance and the protections that insurance would provide to both parties. And that concludes this Product Safety Minute. You all have a great week.
All right. You all too. Leighton, thanks very much. That was Leighton Lee from ETS Express. We're going to start taking your calls now. Today's call-in topic is, how can I be a more effective boss? If you have questions or comments, call us at 215-953-4979. Online, too, we have Lola. Good morning, Lola.
Well, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Well, Lola's very cheerful.
Yeah.
Well, she's Lola.
What's your question or comment, Lola?
This is a really busy time for my company, and I'm starting to sense my employees are really getting stressed out and overwhelmed. So I was wondering how I can help them relax, but, of course, still accomplish their goals. And you have any tips for that?
I think Michelle Bell has a solution, and it's right in her office. It was a present given to her when she became Employee of the Year.
A margarita machine. Everybody should have a margarita machine.
I do believe in the summer especially, but all year round, I mean, a fun activity to loosen things up. I think ASI is having an ice cream social soon, if you guys all saw. You know, just to add a little levity to the day is one good suggestion. What do you guys think?
I agree.
You could have a little fun committee, don't we? We have one at ASI. Aren't you two on the fun committee?
We
Melinda
do have
and Joe?
A fun committee.
We have
do.
A fun committee.
And we do We've fun things.
What are some of the fun things you've done?
Well, we had an 80s concert, an 80s band come in and had a concert.
With beer.
With beer and food, and it was outside in the big tent, and people dressed up in 80s-themed clothes.
And dodgeball tournament, or what was
kick,
that?
Last summer we had a kickball league, and people played kickball at lunchtime. We had over 100 employees participate, which was very surprising, I think, when we organized it. But it's something that everyone could do without a lot of athletic ability. I mean, I don't
truly.
Know. Kathy
truly.
Has no sneakers now.
Kathy has sneakers now.
Even you can participate.
We had volleyball tournaments, wiffle ball tournaments. We had pumpkin chunking at our Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We had karaoke once.
Karaoke.
We brought in Justin Guarini to be the master of ceremonies, and at one point Joe grabbed the microphone from him and started singing Sinatra, and he was not happy.
I sang Sinatra. I was the
anyway,
last one. I brought down the house.
If you could call it.
But if you could take an hour, especially, you know, the summer, an hour on a Friday now and then, just to do something small. It doesn't have to be grand scale. I think employees would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. My dad used to regularly take his staff out to the movies, a matinee.
Yeah, that's a good idea,
just like, come on, we're going to the movies. Mm-hmm. You know, when a big movie's come up, a blockbuster, just take it out to the movies.
We have Jay Krolik here, and our creative director in the marketing department takes his team out bowling every once in a while. And it's
that's a good idea.
It's a great motivator. You know what we should do? We should have a lip-sync contest like Jimmy Fallon does.
Oh.
That's great. Well, we did. That was
don't give me the X-nay sign.
No, that's,
I think the karaoke actually was lip-sync. It was lip-sync.
Clearly it's a good idea.
No, I remember Joe singing.
No, it was singing.
Joe sang.
Everyone got to hear my beautiful voice.
Yeah, lip-sync.
That was not lip-syncing,
her name was Lola. She was
all right.
Oh, no.
Well, Lola, hopefully that gives you some great ideas.
And you even got a song sang to you.
Thanks
Joe.
For calling in. Stay on the line for
your
ASI prize pack.
Well, you better queue one up for Stanley. You got a song for him?
On line
Her
four,
name
we
is
have
Stanley.
Stanley who,
he's very manly.
Oh, there you go, Stanley.
Hi, Stanley.
How are you?
Good. Are you going
to
sing?
I'd like to request Max and Ice, please.
Stanley, what's your...
That's all. All right, go ahead.
What's your question or comment today?
My question is, where's the balance in being a real fun, boss and being a real giving boss and being a structured, firm boss? And is there any real rule in today's rules, or is it all changed where it really is about really inspiring and having your employees have such an atmosphere of creativity that they're inspired to be better? Where's the balance?
Well, I'm not sure.
I think he's asking, how do you keep things from getting, as Joe would say,
too
loosey-goosey.
I think we have a good balance in editorial. I think everyone knows expectations. Everyone's expected to get their work done. But then as long as everyone does that, then, you can be as kooky as you want.
That's for sure.
but that doesn't mean that you're going to be lax on, if people are meeting deadlines or not meeting deadlines or not doing their work. But, if you have a high-performing team and people are regularly doing their work, then I think you can have as much fun as you want.
Melinda, and I think it starts with what you said. It starts with the expectations. You have to place the expectations on the employees. They have to know what's expected of them.
Sure.
And then you can kind of let go of the reins a little bit.
Absolutely. That's my management mantra, is give everyone a long leash and then only pull it in if they need it. And, most good people don't need it.
Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to communication. Like Joe and Melinda are saying, the expectations are important, but then consistent communication about those is also important. It doesn't mean that you're not their friend and you're not trying to create a fun and unique environment, but communication along the way is vital.
Employees would enjoy autonomy. Let them do. Don't micromanage them to death. I mean, if their process is different than yours, doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means it's different. And if they're meeting the expectations and they're performing at a high level, then, let them do their thing. I mean, Andy's wearing Lederhosen today, and no one blinks an eye.
That's true.
I also have one other bit of sad news. I don't know if you heard, but maybe you could keep his family in your thoughts and prayers. Michael Ryan, who started Smart Blast, passed away this weekend from a long battle of cancer.
We did hear, Stanley. Thank you.
Yeah, just keep him in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, we were sorry to hear that. All right, thank you, Stanley.
Yeah, he was a fun guy, and he brought a lot of fun to the industry.
Absolutely.
You know?
All right, thanks for calling.
And that was one of the reasons why I was asking, because we a lot of times we talk about, you know, what's the balance, and I just know that, like, during the holidays, we would, you know, we'd take our employees out to, like, movie day or things like that. So I appreciate your comments. I think the input was very good. Thank you.
Sure. And stay on the line for your ASI prize pack. Have a great day. And Michelle, you've got a lot of Facebook comments on this topic today.
We do. I have one from Lori O'Shea at Motivators, who says, I am lucky enough to be a manager. I think realizing that everyone works differently and learning the employee strengths really helps in getting the most out of each person. And I think that's a great point that, you know, not everyone operates in the same way. Everybody has different strengths and weaknesses, and everybody gets their work done in a different fashion. And
that's
it's
true.
Important not to put everyone in a mold or, you know, to try to put them in a cookie
cutter. How boring would it be if everyone you worked with was exactly like you? I mean, if it was me, it'd be fantastic.
Oh, my God. We'd all be deaf.
You know, we went to...
It would be such a struggle.
We went to Motivators, Andy and Joe and I, a couple of years ago, and they do a lot of cool things. I think we went during... There was a birthday celebration going on, and, you know, they make a big deal of people's birthdays there, which was neat. And I know they also let employees be very creative. Yeah. We saw a guy making a video, which Motivators has very entertaining videos, and he was dressed up like Johnny Cash and singing about promotional products. So.
The video is awesome, too.
Yeah,
it
really
is.
It's
very
good.
Yeah.
We have a comment from Ryan Shod, who says, be open to your employees' ideas no matter what their position. The employee screening T-shirts today may come up with your next big profit center idea. David Garthwaite says, to establish systems, procedures, and policies, follow, monitor, and update. Employees will know what you expect from them and what they need to do.
Joe. You know, the first point, does everyone know what Taco Bell's number one selling taco is now?
I could not tell you.
It's the one with the Dorito shell taco.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, it came up. An intern came up with that.
Oh, those are big, very popular.
An intern came up with it. It's part of their intern program over the summer.
They were
asked
high,
to
right?
come up with this great, probably, come up with this great idea. She came up with this idea, and then it took a number of years for them to develop it, but they didn't give her credit. And she says she doesn't want any money. She just wants credit for coming up with that idea.
They didn't give her credit?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, then we don't like them.
Right, but what you're saying is that the screen printer today might be the, you know.
Yep.
Down with Taco Bell.
All right, on line one we have Troy. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. My question is this. When I began my company, it was just a handful of us, and it was easy to keep a close-knit atmosphere, and, you know, everybody was very involved with everyone else. That's no longer the story, which is good because we're growing. But my question is, now that it's more of us, how can I maintain that that close-knit atmosphere among all my employees?
Andy, what do you think?
Well, I think part of it goes back to what we were talking about before, which is communication. People should know, you know, what the culture is and what the management hopes that culture should be. So that should be communicated to all new employees as they come on. You could start mentor programs that have people who have been there from the beginning working with new hires. You could do things like that. You could do the types of fun outings, summer outings that we were talking about. I think there's a lot of ways to do it, but you need to make sure that people understand what that culture is, and also you need to hire to that. I think a lot of problems that people come up with when they grow is that they add on people that might not necessarily fit their culture. So that's really the biggest suggestion I would have, is that you have stated kind of characteristics that you're looking for, and it's not just what you'll find on a resume, but things that you're looking for to make sure that people fit into the type of culture that you want.
That's a good point. You also want to check out Counselor Magazine's Best Place to Work issue. The last one we ran in December, is that right?
That's right, yep.
But you can still find it online. And we're doing another one this summer, which is going to appear in the September issue. But all those companies are all kinds of sizes, and some have hundreds of employees and are able to have the culture that you're talking about. But you'll want to check out their tactics as well. But thanks for calling. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day.
Bye.
We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, and when we return, Michelle's going to tell us more about her trip to Asia.
Hanes Branded Printware has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HanesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Hanes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back hollows of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res hollows, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HanesInc.com today for high-res hollows, sales tips, and many more resources.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Michelle Bell, you told us that you were in Hong Kong and China for the last couple of weeks. You told us about some of the products that were popular. What other highlights were there for you?
Okay, if you guys were to guess, how many people attended? So the Hong Kong show is also held in conjunction with their printing and packaging show, which is held by the Hong Kong
Trade Development. 20,000 people.
No.
120,000.
65,000 over 5 days.
Wow.
So when we say it's the largest show in the world for our industry,
huge.
Truly, by far. I would say that a couple things I noticed. Number one, typically all the design in the past has come from the PSI show, which is the one held in Germany in January. So I would go to that show and really see a lot of design trends. The Chinese are getting better at bringing design trends to their shows, and because they are the masters of mass-producing items inexpensively, mm-hmm. they've done a really good job at bringing fine design into products, but at not the cost that they would have it in Europe. So I would say that that's a thing to keep an eye on. You're going to start seeing products that are really more have more of a hot design sense to them showing up in suppliers' product lines. Again, as I said when we started the show, a lot of eco items, a lot of eco components and products, coconut leaves, felt, foam.
You know, it's interesting because, the eco trend was hot for a while here, and then it sort of waned a little, I think, because of price. But maybe with some of these, with people not, you know, wanting to use as much plastic, they'll come back, do you think?
That could be. And also keep in mind, this is a very global show. I mean, you know, people from 40 different countries attend the show. A lot of those countries have much more emphasis on eco initiatives than we do here in the
U.S.
Yeah,
for instance.
There were a lot of wood-based products that I noticed. So again, there's a move away from silicone and plastics, I would say. Still a lot of emphasis on technology. I would say more multifunction technology products. For example, I saw a few times, Fitbit, the wristband that, you know, I think it monitors your pulse and your sleeping habits. So
and
nothing
exercise.
To that scale because it's very expensive. And I don't know if it would carry over so well for this industry, but much more inexpensive versions. But a band that had anti-mosquito repellent, which we've all seen before, but also in addition to that, was able to take your pulse and monitor, I think, how many something.
How freaked
steps.
Out you get when a mosquito comes.
So there's the emphasis there is really on products that are have a lot of multifunction to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good, interesting news from the show.
What did you eat?
There will be a show report, by the way, for suppliers in SGR with tons and tons of new products. I ate
cheese sandwiches
on white bread like
Ew.
A child.
Michelle doesn't eat seafood or anything weird, so that. You
so
know,
that pretty
that
much
cut out a lot of.
I ate crackers.
You did not take part in the pigeon hot dog eating.
No, at the convention center, as there are at many convention centers, of course, here in the U.S., they serve hot dogs. Except, I would beg of you, think of what's in a hot dog here in the U.S. Then think of what they use in China. So I asked one of our Chinese people, and they said they use pigeon.
Ew.
Now that still looks like a hot dog, so
correct.
You probably can't see the difference. What was the nastiest thing you actually saw?
You know. They use a lot of different kinds of seafood. Like, for example, in a regular salad, you would order a salad, and there's chopped up jellyfish.
Ugh.
Just for no reason. But that is the basis
just
of what
because.
They use.
And you sent me a picture. You know, they'll serve duck, which a lot of
with
people
the
like
head.
Duck. But the head.
Heads are always on.
The head and the feet. Chicken feet in
the
Asia
heads
are
on
a
the chickens.
Fish cheeks and fish eyes are a delicacy. Ugh. Somebody ordered fish eye soup one night, and I perhaps got up and left the restaurant.
It stared at you. Your dinner's really staring at you.
Well, I got a drink.
What would it take? Eyes were floating in mm-hmm. the
broth. What would it take for you to eat a fish eye?
There are nothing.
Nothing?
There would be nothing. A night with Johnny Depp. Maybe.
Okay.
Could you watch the Joe Show?
No, here's a fun little factoid. So just 2 weeks ago, all of my friends who live in Shanghai were up in arms because the Chinese government is very restrictive about what they let the Chinese people watch. Mm-hmm. They don't have access to Facebook, thank God. How nice. No Twitter. They just banned Big Bang Theory, The Good Wife, and for a variety of reasons.
And the Joe Show?
The Joe Show, you are not allowed to get the Joe Show in China.
You can't get the Joe Show in China.
You cannot get the Joe Show.
Oh, my.
I don't blame them. Well, if you saw his...
Think of how many more views we'd have.
If you saw his sexy products issue from Valentine's
Day, you wouldn't want to watch any.
That's a good point.
I think that's what did it.
Someone probably saw him, you know, holding up...
With that jacket on.
And the thong.
And gold berry jacket. Lubricants. And let's see why. Anyway, Kathy, you have 1 minute.
This guy's a creep.
I have 1 minute.
You have 1 minute to tell us...
How to win a sale every time.
Exactly.
Okay, first, be more than a salesperson, and this means learning everything possible about your customer, but not only your customer's industry and market, but your customer's customers. Listen, learn, and research rather than focusing on the segment of your customer's business that your product addresses. Expand your areas of interest and expertise to your customer's goals and needs outside of what you can offer. And also, this goes along with building extensive contact lists. So have contacts in other industries that can help your customer too, not just your services. You're offering them other people's expertise. And finally, when you do all this, you'll be invited to attend their planning meeting. So do that because you'll be seen as part of their team.
Okay, good tips, and we're going to have the rest of those online.
David Garthwaite. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Central.com/radio.
David Garthwaite has a comment for Kathy. He said, you need to put a little more pep in your ads.
Okay. Okay, David. Duly noted.
She's got to put a little more pep in everything.
All right, we have just enough time
in
the
drink
show
first.
Yeah, maybe.
For everyone to talk about their favorite products. Andy Cohn, we're going to start with you today.
I'm going to lead us off. All right, so at Counselor Magazine, we are starting to delve into our State of the Industry report. And I noticed that the number one market for distributor sales is the healthcare market. Yet again, it was last year, and it is this year as well. So this is in honor of that. It's a syringe-shaped highlighter that features a gel ink. You can check it out online at asicentral.com/radio. But it comes from Fields Manufacturing, and that's ASI 54100.
All right. Kathy, what's your favorite product?
Okay, well, you know those Vent 6 that you stick in your car vent and they smell nice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Handstands Promo is now offering them their ASI 59525, and they have a lot of fun summer scents, too, like Summer Breeze, Cucumber Melon, and Coconut Smoothie. So
ooh,
check that out.
Ooh. All right,
Cucumber
Joe.
Melon. Yes.
I have a compact misting fan, so you turn this on. You get a little fan, and then you fill the reservoir with
oh,
water.
Oh, please tell me it's filled.
No. And then you cool yourself off. It's great for any summertime event, concerts,
theme parks,
beach, anything. It's got a little carabiner on it. You can get this from Way Too Cool, ASI 95735. You find them online at www.way2coolpromo.com.
All right, Michelle, why don't you finish this out?
So Gemline has introduced a designer's line into their product offerings. Isaac Mizrahi, mm-hmm. who's famous because he was one of the first people to bring his products to Target way back when they started carrying designers. So they have these beautiful for women totes and computer bags. And you can see them at gemline.com, ASI 56070, and they are stunning.
All right. Check those out on asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time. Thanks to today's show sponsor, Haynes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And have a great week, everyone.